Good morning, good morning. I hope you are well. I'm a little bit tired this morning. I just had 4 days in foster and I've got a bit of a life lesson and a work lesson for you. So please pay attention to this morning's message. So 4 day snooker tournament in foster, round robin situation initially, lots of players there. The winner gets to go to the UK to play in Sheffield at the Crucible. I got through my round robin stage. So I got through the first couple of days. Then I played an ex-professional and won 3-2 in a very, very tight match. Then something happened, which is interesting and a big learning for myself. Hopefully you can take this on. When I finished the match that I won 3-2, it was really intense. And when I finished, I put my cue back in the case, walked off, and the president of Australian Snooker said to me, "Adrian, your next match, you're the third table on." Now, it's probably about 12:45 at this stage. It's been intense, so I'm a little bit tired. I'm a little bit, you know, just been in the thick of the action, if you like. So I'm a little bit my head's not in the game. And thirdly, I'm hungry, like really hungry. So I went downstairs in the club and ordered some food. And I thought I'd message the president because the food was taking a little while to come. Said, I'll be up as soon as the food arrives and I've eaten it. And he messaged me back saying, "You're up." So anyway, as I'm about to stand up, I'm like, oh my God, the food actually arrived. So I couldn't eat it, but I just grabbed a handful, stuffed it in my mouth, played the match and lost. And to be fair, first couple of frames, I didn't even feel like playing. I just wasn't in it. And then I got myself sort of in the mindset, came back and then eventually threw it away and lost 3-1. Now, how does that apply to you? Well, do you always feel like selling? Do you always feel like, as a manager, do you always feel like being the best version of yourself, being the positive person, the leader that your staff needs you to be on a daily basis? No, you don't. But here's the kicker, here's the big learning for me. It actually shouldn't matter to a degree how you feel, because it's down to fundamentals. The reason I didn't play as well in that last match and the reason I missed certain shots is not necessarily to do with my mind, but something's happened in my technique, in the fundamentals. So if you're not selling as well as you want to, if you're not getting the most out of your team like you'd want to, if things aren't going how you want them to go at the moment, generally it's down to the fundamentals. It's down to the basic things of what you're doing or not doing. So today, for example, I've been hearing lately, talking to some people in various dealerships, that certain salespeople are not doing certain things. And it leads me to think about, do they know the why of why these things are so important? So if we just grab rapport, for example, most salespeople tell me they build rapport with their clients. Some of you are very natural at it. You're people, that's why you do what you do. But in our experience of mystery shops and being a customer myself that notices service everywhere, there's not that many salespeople that actually genuinely build rapport with you. What's the first thing that most salespeople talk about? The product or the service. So it's really important. So a quick goal for you to refresh, if you like, if this is not new to you, is to find one thing in common with that person, because we get rapport in different ways from, if you know the terminology, the four buyer types, from the demanding Don, for example. It's gotta be quick, to the point, fast service, being efficient and effective, they'll love you. Whereas somebody else, a reasonable Ruth, a steady Eddie, as an example, is not gonna like that. They want you to spend the time, they want you to get to know them, they want to have a nice conversation with you and feel comfortable in your presence. So get back to the fundamentals. Don't let how you feel get in the way of selling lots, and also being a great manager too, if that applies to you. All right, enjoy your day. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.